Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of it. Jim Blasingame, listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 30, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Greg Cazera. Greg, I need your website, please.
Yeah, shalecrescentusa.com. And my website is gregcazera.com, really easy.
And that's with a K and a Z. They can find your books there, right, Greg?
They do. They can.
Okay. So check that out, folks. So, Greg, one of the things that I like to point out to people is something that I've been, I've lived, I've been part of it, I've contributed, and I've been reporting on the vertical integration of small business into the big businesses. We're no longer backwater mom and pops. We're vertically integrated partners. Like I said earlier, Boeing doesn't manufacture planes. They assemble them from parts that many small businesses make. And when you understand the supply chain concept and the reality of it, and the fact that Wall Street has demanded more efficiency, more bottom line, when the economy wasn't so good over 10 years ago, obviously, what the companies did is they moved their stuff offshore to a cheaper place. But I think investors, knowing what we've just gone through, I'm praying that investors are going to start demanding that companies demonstrate their Plan B supply chain, if not their Plan A supply chain. But they're going to have more than one supply chain option. Even if part of it is, including part of it being not on the other side of an ocean, I think that's going to be part of the corporate mix going forward. What do you think?
I think, Jim, what we're going to start to see is what we call regional supply chain, where it doesn't all have to be in your own plant. You can have all these small business suppliers, but it needs to be in the region, because that's the access. That's how, because I've already seen in this region companies that are shut down. And you don't always hear it on the nightly news. They're shut down because they got one part.
Yeah.
And maybe it's been made in China or someplace that's affected by the virus. They can shut an entire assembly line down for lack of one part. Well, you know, that's dangerous.
If they've got a plan B for that, even if it's a nickel more, that's better than shutting it down.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that
don't you think analysts are going to start asking those questions in 90-day conference call? Show us your plan B so we don't have this kind of exposure anymore. What do you think?
Oh, they are. I have to believe that. I mean, that makes sense. A good friend of mine, he's a plant manager here. And I asked him the question, Jim, 3 years ago. I said, what keeps you awake at night? And I had an idea what it was going to be. I was dead wrong. He said, what worries me most, Greg, is the difference between the dollar and the yen, because I can't control that. At that time, he was getting 60% of his stuff overseas.
Uh-huh.
He's flipped that now. And he's in the last 3 years, he's gradually done more and more of this supply chain right here in the United States. And he's making his own cabs now. Mm-hmm. That was a huge piece of his cost.
Right.
And he knows that he can be more profitable making stuff here and having absolute control.
Well, don't forget, folks, think of it. Let's think of that, Greg. Let's think of that supply chain literal. If you've got to try to stop production, change production, adjust something, it's a whole lot more efficient and less wasteful and quicker doing it around the corner than it is around the world. I mean, think about that.
Absolutely.
You know, it's one of the reasons I like real estate instead of stocks. I can kick a brick. You know what I mean? and I can go out and look at that building. I can do something about that building. So this is something. And you mentioned regional. I'm going to take it one step further. Before it gets to regional, I think it's going to be hemispheric. I think more of that plan B is going to be allowable if it's within this hemisphere. What do you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. And that's probably a good place to start.
North America. How about North America? Period.
Oh, I think, and we're going to see that. I had a talk with a Canadian group here a couple of weeks ago during a webinar, and it's a really easy, and this is where I live, in this part of the world, for us to work with Canada. And I think we're going to see more of that, Jim. But I think small businesses have an opportunity now to look at supply chains and look at what companies are buying and say, look, wait a minute. They're getting this from somewhere in Asia, maybe China. I can make that. And I think that's what small businesses ought to be doing now if you're in the manufacturing side or even in the service side. What can we make? What can we do right now? Because we have an advantage over someone shipping that part in from across the pond, and we ought to take advantage of that.
And I'll tell you something else. We pull that economic leverage that China now has over us. We pull that away from them. They don't become the military threat to us that they would like to be either.
Oh, absolutely.
Last thoughts.
And, you know, China desperately, we talked to a Chinese group back in January. They came and visited us. And what they wanted was our energy.
Yep.
And, you know, we told them, I said, you know, A, you're not getting it. And B, you know, if you really want to make stuff, the best place to make it is right.
Won't you make your stuff over here, Mr. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Greg, ShareCrescentUSA.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And Greg Cazera with a K and a Z, GaryCazera.com. Hey, Greg, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Well, you too, Jim. Appreciate you. And, yeah, let's turn this thing around.
There you go. Greg Cazera, folks. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.